Om Agana Timadandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chokshun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, let us meditate on our grandfather of the Krishna Conscious or International Society. Because of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur establishing the whole conception of a mass movement, pushing on the mission of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Therefore, we can function today. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur established the conception, the ideology, the strategy, and then his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, executed that strategy and covered all of India with 64 Gaudiya Mas. And then Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, took the conception, the strategy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which was executed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and executed by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur all over India. Srila Prabhupada took that same conception and same strategy and covered the world. So let us meditate on our debt to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who produced an extraordinary amount of Vaishnava literature at a time when Vaishnavism had fallen into disrepute. You see, this is the nature of the material world. Krishna does not cover up the reality of material existence. I always like to point out, because sometimes devotees ask, how could it be that just after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu, Vaishnavism became so fallen and degenerate? But what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Sakalenaha mata yoga nashta prantapa. The way the material world works is that in the course of time, things become lost. In the case of Bhagavad Gita, it's not that the verses of Bhagavad Gita became lost. It is that the precise meaning, purport, the clarity became lost. And so therefore Krishna says he comes again and again. So you can see that the bhakti movement, so to speak, comes in waves. There's a big wave, and then things may recede, even degenerate, and then another big wave. This is the nature of material existence. And Krishna says the time factor causes this to happen. Deterioration. Yes, we are part of a spiritual movement, but it's operating within the material world. And therefore, you'll see some effects of the material world because not all devotees are free from the material world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a monumental task at hand. How to represent Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement as something intelligent and respectable persons could devote their life to. So with his voluminous literature, his literary output, he resurrected the authority of bhakti. This is no small accomplishment. And he conceptualized how bhakti could spread beyond just the village guru system. So his son, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, executed that strategy in India. Very industrious, enthusiastic, high-achieving temples throughout India. Several printing presses. And then Srila Prabhupada, as we said, took those conceptions and strategies and applied them to the whole world. This initiation ceremony is an expression of the parampara. It is not just one person standing alone. We are recognizing that the parampara is a chain with links. And each link in the parampara offers all credit to the preceding link. In the case of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, that is an extraordinary link. Let us think today about how rare is the opportunity we have. It's only by the greatest fortune. Don't take this initiation ceremony as just something that happens. And don't take your participation in this initiation ceremony as one of those things you do if you want to be known as a true believer. No. This is a manifestation of the greatest fortune. If we could only see our cosmological background, so to speak, how many lifetimes we have been wandering throughout material existence, changing bodies, changing locations. Then we got this human form of life. You see, if you lose a human form of life, it can take millions of years to come back to the human form. I always point out that I was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, and he explained something very astonishing. He said that if you lose your human form of life and go into the animal species, the general or succinct understanding is that you become a cat or you become a dog. He said, but the fine print, the detail is that you must become every type of cat, every type of dog. So then a devotee asked him, what will be the destination, the future birth of most of the people right now in Kali Yuga? And Srila Prabhupada said, they'll be going into the animal species. So here you all sit at this initiation yajna. When will we appreciate our great fortune? Fortune that so difficult to describe. You know the famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavanji Kuru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. After so much wandering, so much wasting time, people in today's high pressure society hate to be known as wasting time. You don't even want to see yourself waste time. You're under such pressure. Be busy, be busy. Time is money. Make more money. Use your time properly to increase your money. Whatever free moment you may have, entertain yourself with something. So we're trained to hate wasting time in just this lifetime. But what about the overview, seeing how countless births we have wasted because we failed to approach the real goal in life? So bhakti is the most practical thing that you can do. The most practical thing you can do is to have the clear priority of bhakti as number one. That is being smart. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasya. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, is given through parampara, is carefully passed down. And in that way, you can apply it in your everyday life. Sometimes devotees ask, the books say this, the shastra says that, what am I to do? This is why we have parampara. The chain, the disciplic chain, helps you to apply the same timeless knowledge in your specific circumstances. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna dealt with Arjuna's specific circumstance, the battle of Kurukshetra, dynasty problems, inter-dynasty problems, so on and so forth. But Krishna's message is for everyone. In all times, in all places, in all circumstances. By aiming his instructions at Arjuna, like a bowman aims arrows, everyone, all living entities benefit. So Krishna is the master of dealing with specific circumstances while giving a timeless message, a timeless instruction. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, we're fascinated by the particular circumstances, the impending battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna's agony. But at the same time, the timeless comprehensiveness of Bhagavad Gita astonishes us. So Krishna is demonstrating the inestimable value of parampara. Dealing with your specific situation while never losing sight of the timeless, overall, comprehensive knowledge. The parampara demonstrates the triumph of bhakti over individual circumstances. We always explain that inherent in bhakti is the need for guidance. There's no such thing as bhakti without guidance. How could that be? Krishna himself says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to understand all this transcendental knowledge I spoke in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, all the different yajnas, the different sacrifices, if you want to understand all that, then you must approach parampara. And in the next verse, he gives you the result of having approached Krishna through parampara. Yajgata na punamoham. You won't be in illusion anymore. What is the symptom of someone who's not in illusion anymore? Krishna says, you'll see that all living entities are my parts. That's what we want to see. And then we know the illusion has been dissipated. So Krishna himself asks you, take guidance in bhakti. Don't become overpowered by your specific situation, your circumstances. We spoke a few nights ago about how when your life becomes so dictated by circumstances, you'll be so miserable. I've talked to so many devotees who, I'm just pinned to the ground by this happening, that happening. I have no breathing room. Circumstances are just totally 100% dominating my life. I have this kind of family situation at home, or I have that kind of family situation with my relatives in India, or I have this kind of job problem, this kind of PR problem. What am I going to do? But with bhakti guidance, you'll always be able to see that you have an opportunity to increase your spiritual life. Krishna is not unfair. It is the material world that is unfair. There's no justice in the material world. Remember Bhishma Dev's first words, more or less, to Yudhishthir Maharaj when the Pandavas came to see Bhishma Dev as he was departing this world. Bhishma Dev shot through and through with arrows. Here is again what's happening. Krishna is showing you the triumph of the parampara over individual circumstances. What can compare to Bhishma Dev's painful circumstances? Yet, he's delivering transcendental knowledge in those circumstances, and the Pandavas are taking. So what were Bhishma Dev's beginning words? Aho kashtam! What suffering, what danger you all went through, you Pandavas. Aho nyayam! What injustice you incurred. So Bhishma Dev is commenting on the nature of the material world. It's inherently unjust. It's inherently a ripoff. So don't look for fairness in the material world. We don't waste our time with those things. Material liberation movements. We don't waste our time. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's son, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, had to cope with various opposing forces, which are always present at any time in material existence when you try to disseminate Krishna's instructions. There's always opposition or unfavorable influences of varying types. So during the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, it was the independence movement in India. And the nationalist leaders, the independence political leaders, used to come and harass Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. What are you doing? You should be helping to organize the liberation of India from the British. Instead, you're dissipating all the energies of so many young Indian men into just being spiritual. Of course, these politicians were, because they were born in India, they had some piety. Said, all right, it's good to be spiritual. But first and foremost is the need for political independence. Yes, we don't mind people going to the temples and making pranam and putting a little something in the hundi. That's okay. But that is supplementary to the overpowering reality of politics. And Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was firm in his rejection of that. There was once a big flood in Bengal, and everyone was concerned how to help the suffering people. And they came to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and said, why aren't you doing some welfare work about this flood? And Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told him, you're trying to solve the problems caused by one tiny flood in one tiny part of the material universe. I'm dealing with the flood of the material energy. So who is the greatest welfare worker? You're dealing with one little puny flood in one little tiny part of the world. I'm dealing with the ocean of material existence that's drowning everyone. Circumstances can never dominate over bhakti. That is Krishna's message in Bhagavad Gita also. Arjuna downloaded upon Krishna so many circumstantial problems. And in the end, Arjuna basically had what a psychologist today would call a breakdown. Psychological breakdown. And Krishna brushed aside these circumstances. Not that Krishna's being insensitive, but Krishna wants to point out the problems you point out will never be solved on this level. You have to go to a higher level. So Krishna was firm about that. So similarly, when we have circumstantial problems, which we must in this world, the material world means various linkages of circumstantial problems. You may foresee them, you may not foresee them, they still come. So through parampara, if you approach parampara, you can get the guidance, the wisdom needed to deal with any circumstances. It is a very miraculous thing to try to execute spiritual life within the material world. I often explain it's like trying to remain dry while immersed in water. It seems contradictory. Oh, this happened to me, that happened to me. Before I was a devotee, I did this, and then that happened to me. Now that I'm a devotee, I'm trying. But then these circumstances, financial, relationship, wife, husband, children. It's the nature of life in this world. The Shastra says, it's a forest fire. Fire happens in the forest. Even if no one sets it, it still happens. So this is why we need to approach Krishna through parampara. And then we won't hit this wall of, I was just trying to be sincere, but I was overpowered by all these problems, all these circumstances. When you approach Krishna through parampara, you'll always be able to see, by the mercy of the parampara, how you can advance in those particular circumstances, although it seems impossible. So let us thank Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for giving the foundational concepts of how to live a bhakti life and how that bhakti is for the whole world. These initiates are officially taking shelter of the parampara. We don't know how many lifetimes they've spent, and how many different types of bodies they've been in. We don't know. But we do know that they are now connecting to the greatest fortune. Regardless of their material circumstances. We don't know what their material circumstances now are. You may know. Some may have money, some don't. Some are healthy, some are a little sick. Regardless of those circumstances, they have an equal chance to go back to Godhead. But to see that requires help from the parampara. So please remember that bhakti is a guidance phenomenon. The more guidance you have, the more wealthy you are. And I'm always very happy to note that in this Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community, there's ample guidance available. If you're proactive, if you know how to build up guidance relationships, you'll easily pass over all the obstacles of material existence. And finally, let us remember that this is Harinam Diksha. These candidates are formally beginning their official connection with the holy name. Of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the holy name doesn't wait for initiation to act. As soon as the tongue touches the holy name, there's a reaction, a spiritual reaction. Nevertheless, by officially enrolling, you get more benefits. Commitment is something. That's why in civilized countries, there's marriage. Because that marriage commitment shows that there's responsibility, duty, and commitment. So similarly, formally taking initiation shows Krishna you're serious. You're declaring publicly, I'm making a commitment. Circumstances may change, but I will not change my commitment. They've done Akshman, or you do that after? All right. So we'll do Akshman and then we'll give the names. Is that it? All right. Now we'll call up the initiates. They'll make their vows. They'll receive their name. Please bestow your blessings upon them when they receive their name. We like, of course, to acknowledge the tender care and conscientious care given by His Grace Aniruddha Prabhu and Her Grace Achintya Rupa Mataji. And we're very thankful for that. Dikshit Ram Prasad. Dikshit is showing great determination. He was involved in a very unpredictable and unfortunate accident. He could have tried to blame Krishna. Krishna, I'm chanting your name. How could this happen to me? But he took the situation as it is. Minimize karmic reaction.
we should have suffered much worse, but Krishna kindly reduced.
But then we may say, Krishna, this is what you call reduced. But we don't know the horrible things we've done. We think we're innocent. Okay, Krishna, I made some mistakes in previous lifetimes, but I'm sure I wasn't that bad. We don't know. So he's taking his circumstances as an opportunity to increase his bhakti, increase his dependency on Krishna. And that way you turn what a materialist would call defeat, you turn it into victory. I told him that in every circumstance that befalls a devotee, there is a window of opportunity to use that situation for increasing your bhakti. That's what Krishna means when he says, when he has Arjuna declare, Kauntea Pratujani Name Bhakta Pranesh. My devotee will never be vanquished. In other words, in every batch of circumstances in this world, no matter how oppressive those circumstances seem, there's a window of opportunity somehow how you can increase your bhakti. What are the four rules?
No meat including fish and eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
And what to do every day?
To chant a minimum of 16 hours.
All right. Your name is Dira Triomani Das. Dira Shiromani is a name for Krishna or Balaram. It means the crest jewel of sober heroes. He's the servant of one who is the crest jewel of sober, courageous heroes who are undeterred by any kind of circumstance. So you can apply this name to Krishna or Balaram. And to those who follow in their footsteps through parampara. So, Dira Shiromani Das. Narendra? Hare Krishna. He's thinking, extra dandavats bring extra credit. A very nice family. Young boys who are very enthusiastic. And a very dutiful wife. What are the four rules?
No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
Meat eating means also no fish, no eggs. And what to do every day? What to do every day?
Minimum 16.
16 rounds.
All right. Your new name is Navadvip Basi Das. Can do again. Thunderbuds. No. Try to. No, other way. Navadvip Basi Das means that he's the servant of the residents of Navadvip. And of course, the prime resident of Navadvip is Mahaprabhu. Mani Kumar. You should say pranam mantras out loud, please. Moni Kumar. You should out loud again. Nectar Devotion says you should recite out loud. Hare Krishna. Are you ready to make your vows? All right. Moni Kumar has the good fortune of marrying a wife who was not a devotee to begin with, and she was even skeptical. She was thinking, he's just doing this because of some external ritualistic ideas. No doubt his heart is not really into it. But gradually, she began to see, this bhakti has real life. So now, it is hard to say who is more enthusiastic. What are the four rules? Your new name is Kula Pavana Das. Thunderbuts. Thunderbuts. There's a chance. Kula Pavana is a name for Prahlad Maharaj, the purifier of the dynasty. Prahlad was worried about his father. What will be my father's situation? He said to Lord Nrisingadev, just see, his father tried to kill him in so many ways. And Nrisingadev says to Prahlad, you can ask for me whatever you want for yourself. And Prahlad is concerned simply about the spiritual future of his father. So Lord Nrisingadev said, you are Kula Pavana, the purifier of your whole dynasty. Why just your father? So many generations of your family, of your dynasty, your kula, will be purified because of your presence in it. Sometimes devotees wonder, what about my parents? I have parents who have no appreciation of bhakti. That can happen in the West. It can happen in India too. My parents don't understand this. How will I benefit them? Srila Prabhupada wrote to His Holiness Giriraja Maharaj that for the parents at their last breath in this body, in this world, they'll suddenly appreciate the extraordinary value they're getting because one of their children became a devotee. ISKCON leaders, Bhadri Narayan Maharaj, told me personally how his father was not at all favorable for several decades. And then later in his life, the father mellowed out a bit. At least he was neutral. And he's in the hospital dying. So many tubes are attached to him and life support machines. And of course, the relatives were gathered around the deathbed. And somehow or other, all of a sudden, something happened. The relatives cleared out for a moment. And it was just Bhadri Narayan Maharaj there and his father who was hooked up to all these machines. And all of a sudden, the machines just started flashing lights and alarms sounding. And so the devotee realized he's about to leave. And there's no one around. So he leaned into his father's ear and said, Dad, this is it. This is the last moment. Say Hare Krishna. And the father mustered up all his last remaining strength and said, Hare Krishna. And then left. In the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada speaks about one devotee's mother who was leaving this world. And with her last breath, this happened in the early 70s. In her last breath, she asked her son, is your Krishna here with me now? Then she's gone. In her last breath, she inquired about Krishna. So we don't know the full benefit of what we're doing and how far it extends. So Nrisingadeva told Prahlad, why just your father? So many generations of your family will be purified. So many generations of your Kula. Therefore, the name for Prahlad Maharaj, Kula Pavana. So you are Kula Pavana Das. Varun. The Bhakti Bhavan boys also? It is the most famous educational institution in Melbourne. Producing fine brahmacharis, fine future grihastas. That way everyone is satisfied. What other four rules? To do every day. Your new name is Veera Chandra Das. Veera Chandra is another name for Veera Bhadra, who is the son of Nityananda Prabhu and his consort Vasudha. Veera Chandra, Veera Bhadra, is actually the presence in Chaitanya Leela of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So Veera Chandra is Vishnu Tattva. He was initiated by his aunt, Janavama. Veera Chandra Das. Dixit. So how many of these are Bhakti Bhavan boys? How many? Two. What other four rules? What to do every day?
Minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Your new name is Ishana Thakur. Ishan Thakur Das. Ishan Thakur is a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. He is the household servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa. He assisted Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra as the household servant. And that meant he had intimate association with Nimai Pandit. He used to hold Nimai Pandit on his lap when Nimai Pandit was a baby. And he had such opportunities of seva when Nityananda Prabhu, who was like Mahaprabhu's other self, came to visit. Ishan Thakur would bring water for washing the feet of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu left home, when he took sannyas, he actually put Shachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, his wife, under the care of Ishan Thakur. So through Ishan Thakur, you can see the principle of serving the devotees. You might say he wasn't a high-profile member of Chaitanya Leela. He was always serving devotees. That is the highest position in existence, serving the devotees. He stayed in this world to a very old age, far past the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and all Mahaprabhu's associates. So much so that when Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj came to visit Navadvip, Ishan Thakur was still alive and showed them the holy tirthas associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which at that point already had deteriorated and were in material decline. So after Ishan Thakur showed this famous trio the holy places associated with Gaura Leela, then he disappeared. So your name is Ishan Thakur Das. Kirti Mataji. So I think everyone knows Kirti, the famous receptionist. Who very nicely assists the temple administration. You have many fans here. The four rules. And what to do every day? All right. It's the end of Kirti. Your new name is Kasturika Devi Dasi. Kasturika, or also known as Kasturi Manjari, is an assistant to the gopis in Vrindavan. And in Chaitanya Lila, it is said that Kasturika is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. She has, in Goloka Vrindavan, she has a golden complexion. She wears a crystal dress. And she assists in, as a mandiri in Krishna's pastimes. So your name is Kasturika Devi Dasi. Start, please, please. All right. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.